Tshuva. And it's a Tanakhara that we should learn the corresponding parak in each of the Tana days of the Sarasana Tshuva. So maybe we'll jump a little bit. We're not going to cover all the parak Gimel, but to see a little bit in parak Gimel. Begin perhaps with Halakha Dalet, parak Gimel, Halakha Dalet. Afal pi shetkei shofet Rosh Hashanah, Zeres HaKosov, Remez Yeshva. So what does it mean that on the one hand it's Zeres HaKosov, on the other hand it's a Remez? The Rambam has a similar formulation at the end of the Vos. Rabbi the Goli, Shahatumas Vahatayas, Zeres Akosuvim. The Enem Mikvam Shadaito Shal Odom Machra Asosan Vaharehim Vahal Hapukim. The Chain Hatvilim and Hatumas Vahal Hapukim, Shain Hatumas Tit Otso or Shatabo Ramayim. Why should immersing oneself? It's not some kind of grime or something that adheres to the skin. That immersion should make a difference. Alexander said, skipping one line. The afal pi chein remez yesh b'dali. So that same. It's exactly kosher, but afal pi chein, there is a remez. What the Rambam means is as follows. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, I think it's like Sanhedrin says, that why did the Torah reveal the reasons for mitzvahs? You want to say because in a couple of instances where the Torah does, so Shlomo HaMelech, Chacham Mikolodim, was Nechshav. The Torah reveals the reason for the Yisr for HaMelech, Mahadus L'Nashim, L'Yav L'Nashim, and L'Yosu L'Bavla. And Shlomo HaMelech said, Ani Arda L'Osim, and then Nasha, it was the daughter. So there's a danger in revealing Tanei Mitzvah. The person will think, I can achieve the goal without the instrument of the mitzvah. Well, the question is, how did the Rambam and so many other Chachmei Yisrael engage in Tanei Mitzvah? that Gemara would seem to close the door to such an endeavor. So the more reason will discover more mitzvahs, so then the danger will increase accordingly. So I'll skip matzah. If I know why I can't have tzemer or fish in the after, so I'll wear tzemer or fish in the after, rahman al islam, and so you tell him that the answer is that, well, maybe this is the end of Chukos Mehila. Rolli la'odam lehizbonim b'mishpatei ha'torah ha'kdosha A person should reflect on mitzvah HaTorah to understand what the goal of the mitzvahs is, what the reasons for the mitzvahs are. So why does the Rambam say kifi koko? I mean, by definition, a person can't ever do anything beyond that. Doesn't seem like the Rambam is sort of precluding that we should make a half-hearted attempt. Don't think about Tani Mitzvahs while you're texting. You know, don't text the drive, don't text and delve into Tani Mitzvahs. You know, new ad campaign here. Somehow that doesn't seem to resonate too much as Pshat. So what does that mean to think of? So the one is like this one, Rasa. When we, and by we, I don't mean as well people, meaning people, human beings, even the Chachmei HaMasor, the Chazal, the Rishon, the Olos HaOlam, the Talmud Mitzvahs are neither absolute nor exclusive. There's no one is suggesting this is the exclusive reason for the mitzvah. It's saying this is something that we understand, something we can appreciate, something that we glean, something that we see. The Rambam's kefi kocho is that the reason is a chetzah kefi kocho. The reason is not going to be, the one is not going to claim that yorda daiti v'sor daita shamokom, this is the reason that the Baruch Hu can have this mitzvah. No, the whole reason is going to be kefi kocho. That's what it means. But afal pi chein, it's not only a legitimate enterprise, but it's a person's mechuyev to do that. We're supposed to understand the mitzvahs, but when we understand them, we don't make any claim to either absoluteness or to exclusiveness in giving those reasons. That's what the Kefi Kocho means.
When the Quintus Shem and Rishim was Dersh Tam and Dekra, how can you Dersh Tam and Dekra and say that this is the reason for the mitzvah, and if you can't give an absolute reason?
I mean, so is what we're saying, Shana Rama Kotas. I mean, we don't pass. But the asking is what we say in the Shoshana and the Machlokas.
not passing the Rishon.
Shimon says, Amana Ashira Manashka Basa, you can take a Manashka from an Amana if she is, if she's wealthy. Because it's the first time that they go. And we say, there's no difference between Amana. So would Rav Shimon disagree with this? This Yisod, again, the Taimin don't claim to be absolute or exclusive. I think Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam says it, the Furush. I think the Rizva also says it, the Furush. Those two. So same with Furush. The Taimim are not. L'chora, that's what the Pshat is. When the Rambam says, Afo Pi. Again, both here by Tzkiah Shofar, as well as later by Tzvi Kara and Tzvi Mar. The Rambam says, on the one hand, it's Exeris HaKosov, and Afkul Chayim Remez Yeshbar, so that's what it means. That on the one hand, it's Exeris HaKosov in that ultimately it's inscrutable. Ultimately, if someone says, do you know the reason I got Baruch Commander of the Mitzvah? The answer is, no, of course not. We don't know the reason I got Baruch Commander of the Mitzvah. Is there some religious content that you're able to glean, that you're able to discern in the mitzvah, that you're able to glean from the mitzvah? Yes, there is. And that's what the remez is. And then that's what the Lashon remez is. The Lashon remez is, again, it means what we're able to. What we're able to glean from the mitzvah, what we're able to discern in the mitzvah, what we see an allusion, what we see alluded to in the mitzvah. But it doesn't, again, there's no claim for absoluteness or exclusivity. That's why that's the answer to the question we said. The Marzah Hadith says, that why did the Torah not reveal Talmud Mitzvah? Because look. In the one or two cases where Torah didn't reveal Talmud Mitzvah, so it led to a terrible nechshol. So then how did everyone, so many of the Chachmei Yisrael gave the Talmud Mitzvah? Because the Torah says, if the Torah reveals the Talmud Mitzvah, so then that's like absolute. So then no clue what the reason is. If you know definitively what the reason is, so then you have this concern that it may lead to people being nichshal and saying, well, I can bypass the mitzvah and still achieve the same result. But when we engage in Talmud, again, we doesn't mean just us little people, it means the Rambam, it means Chazal, it means anyone. But when we engage, so then we can't. We never again claim absoluteness or exclusivity, so then there's no room for any mitzvah. There's no potential for any mitzvah. Could be that accounts that this is reflected in another way in the Rambam as well. We read before from the end of Hilchos Me'ilah. That Roy the Adam has gone and mentioned that they had Torah and Joshua, the Lady of Sophie Jan and Kiki Kofa. It's a chiyuv to understand Tamimitz. When you look in Perek Aleph, the book of Talmud Torah, where the Rambam tells us about the different chalke ha-mitzvah or mitzvah Talmud Torah, the Rambam is quoting the Gemara in Kiddushin that Al Tikra Vishinanta Melo Vishinanta Vashilashvam Mechai Vodam Vashalei Shizman Vidasa Vashara Shlish Ben Mikra Shlish Ben Mishna Shlish Ben Talmud. So the Rambam says, the Rambam defines what each of those terms encompasses. Shlish Petosh of Chatzav, and then on Halacha Yudbeis, the Rambam tells you that Divrei Kabbalah b'par Torah of Chatzav. Torah of Chatzav is not limited to Hamishukum Shetorah. It includes Nach as well. Shlish Petosh of Alpeh. Petosh of Alpeh, for the Rambam again, means Halacha. Right? That's how he uses the term in the Hagdama as well. When he says, if you learn Mishnah Torah, you'll know all of Torah of Alpeh. He means you'll know all of Halacha. And then Shlish is the Talmud. What does Talmud include? Yovin v'yaskil achuz dover mereshisa. How does the halacha psuka? How does it emerge from the Torah Shabbosah? How does it emerge from the Torah Shabbosah? V'yotzi dover midover v'yadame dover dover v'yodin v'midos haTorah Midrashim v'an ad sheyeda heichu ikar hamidos. Then Halacha Yudbeis, he expands the definition and says that Maaseh Bereishis and Maaseh Mekonim is also included in Talmud. But where does Tami Mitzvah fit in? It doesn't fit into any of the Rambam's categories. Pashtus is that what the Rambam means is as follows. The chiyuv of Tamei Mitzvah, so that's one question is where does it fit? Another question, which maybe is even a more glaring question, is why did we have to wait until Hilchos Me'ilah to find out about this mandate of trying to understand Tamei Mitzvahs? We should have come across that some in Hilchos HaMetzvah, but it's not here in Hilchos HaMetzvah. So the Teretz Yitachin is as follows. The Chi of Talmud Torah, again, is Torah Shabbosav, and then beyond that, Mishinantam Nebanach, Shiv Divi Torah Mechudanu Beficha. The Chi of Talmud Torah is to know Torah with clarity, with sharpness. So by definition, that only refers to something which can be known with clarity and definitively. A person studies halacha, he can know it with clarity, he can know it definitively. He can know definitively, here's a kal upadu klal, which is the source for a certain din. Here's a binyanav. Here's a kal vachomer, which is a source for a certain din. A person can know it definitively. The very nature of Tamei Mitzvah is that it's kefikochel, is that it's something tentative. So that's taka a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv in svara. It's a chiyuv in svara that a person has to understand Mitzvah Sashem to the best of his ability, but it's not part of the Talmud Torah. It's not part of the Chiyuv of the Talmud Torah. Alkohol. So back to Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet here. Afal pi shetkiyah shofar b'Rosh Hashanah zeres ha'pasuk. We don't know the reason. Rameh yesh bo, but we can say the following. The Rambam has level Lashem conveys a sense of urgency. If you're sort of waking someone up routinely, so you shake them on the shoulder once and say, wake up. If there's something very pressing, if it's urgent, so then you're gonna shake him repeatedly, and you're gonna say, "Wake up, wake up." It conveys a sense of urgency. What's the urgency? Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Adin. That certainly accounts for urgency. Life is short. That also accounts for urgency. Uru uru yishenim yishenaschem. V'hakitzu nirdamim mitar damaschem. the chibsu b'maseichem, the chizur b'tshuva, the zichru b'rachem. Eilu ha-shochem b'mes ha-emes b'havle ha-zman, b'shogim kol shnosam b'hevel b'rik asher lo yoev lo yatsam, habitu l'nafshar sechem me'hitivu d'archeichem u'ma'lu leichem, mi'azov kol lechem mikem darko ha-ro'o, u'ma'ch ha-shavto asher lo tova. I think we've, on occasion, we mentioned that my father, Zabal Abacha, had a remarkable insight into this Rambam. The shofar is a call to tshuva. Chibsu b'maseichem v'chibsu b'tshuva. We would expect that if you're going to identify the audience for whom a wake-up call is intended, a wake-up call for tshuva is intended, so obviously that audience is an audience of people who are saddled with chet. Who has to do tshuva? Someone who was talking. And yet when the Rambam identifies his audience for the wake-up call of tshuva, is Eilu ha-shochem b'mes ha-emes b'havle ha-zman. V'shogim kol shnosam b'hevel v'rik. Rambam doesn't speak in categories of chet, doesn't speak in terms of chet. That's about people who are wasting their lives on vanity, on things that are empty, that are hollow, that are ephemeral. Now again, ultimately, obviously, you know, someone who lives that way is going to get into trouble, is going to do something which is also technically an avera. But the Rambam, the categories, the initial categories, have nothing to do with chayit. Shochem ha-emes b'havle ha-zman. They get so caught up, they get so swept away by the tide of all the nonsense in the world, in society. European also, just the question of which sport it is. But the obsession with sports is a perfect example of Havle ha-zman. So in America, people go crazy over baseball, football, and in Europe and South America, they kill each other over soccer. between those two. Shachar is on Bahavli Azman. Just they're so preoccupied with nonsense. Shogim Koshnasan, they wallow all year long. Behevel Mavik. Which gives them nothing. Chet is sometimes oftentimes, maybe according to the Rambam, even primarily, which is not overstated to say for the Rambam primarily, chet is more the corollary. Chet is more the fallout or the consequence. But the main thing is sort of where a person's mind is at, what his life is about. Emma says you find this again later as well. If you turn to Parak Tes for a moment. So the context here in this long halacha aleph is the Rambam is explaining how do we understand all the brachos, uklavos for that matter, given that schar is an olam haba. So the Rambam says, I don't know, in the Frankel it's in the mid-sized lines. After they branch out to the left, right before they branch out to the right. Maybe 35% of the way down the halacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nasa lanu Torah, zo etz hachaya. Lechola osen kalakosu bo v'yodo deyo gemura nechona, zo kebo l'chaya l'haba. You always have those two things wedded together, right? There has to be knowledge and there has to be maisa. Knowledge alone doesn't suffice, maisa alone doesn't suffice. There has to be both. The person has to be osek alakasuba and he has to be yodeya. Lefi godel masa, v'godel chokhma, so who's zocha? Again, the same two, right? Those are the two elements, so therefore those are the two determining factors. For a person's olam haba. Now, if you thought about Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarantees us, promises us, she nasa osa v'simcha v'tovas nefesh v'nergeh v'chokhmasa tovish, she yosir mimenu kol adron hamonen osan v'lasa osa. So if we'll fulfill mitzvah HaTorah, and we'll delve into chokhmas HaTorah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remove all impediments. And on the contrary, the Ashtrialon and Kolatar was a machaskos as Yodan and Lassos is Kolatar. Kadosh Baruch Hu will give us circumstances that are conducive to applying ourselves the Torah mitzvahs. Kigon Sova, Vesholom, Urivos, Kesef, Vesov, Gedeshul, Naso, Kol Yavin, and Vedvam, Shagil, Tzorachlan. Elan Eshe, Puni, Lilmo, Bechofma, Vlassos, Amitzvah, Gedesh, Niskel, Chayel, and Hamba. So that's on the one hand, right? That's the point. Just to repeat, the point is if we're osek al akosuba, im nasa osa besimcha, v'negi b'chok masa. So we're being mekayim mitzvahs, we're learning Torah. That's the point. Now here's the counterpoint. V'chein ha'udiyana b'torah, she'im nazo ha'torah midatayinu. So what should the counterpoint to doing mitzvahs be? And learning, the counterpoint should be doing Avedis. And maybe reading Rechman al-Etzlan, Sifrei Avodah Zarah, whatever. But look at the Rambam's counterpoint. V'cheinu v'yana v'atara, shem nazar v'atara v'idatayin, v'nasar v'hamdayin z'man. Instead of going to the Beis Medrash Sunday morning, he goes tailgating. Don't say he Ki'inyan sh'nema v'yishman yishun v'yivad. So then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the contrary, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the support system I gave you was not to support that, so he removes the support system and says, and you're not interested, so then the impediments won't, there's no reason why I have to remove the impediments either. And again, the Rambam, when he recaps, he says it a second time, Nimtza perish kol osan habrachos v'haklalos, al derech zu, kloma, ima vatatem es Hashem v'simcha. Again, here's the point. Again, we're going to look at point and counterpoint. So the point is, ima vatatem es Hashem v'simcha, avodas Hashem, ushmartem darko, mashpia lochem habrachos, etc. However, v'im azavtem es Hashem, that's the counterpoint. And what does azavtem es Hashem mean? It means, shigisim b'macho u'mishnah, eating and drinking and being merry. Life is about going to bars and drinking and long, lavish meals all the time. Again, the counterpoint initially isn't that very. He does go on to mention Znos, of course, but the counterpoint initially, it isn't that very. And it I don't know, rings so true, even in what I guess to us at any rate seem to be more subtle ways, but maybe they're not really more subtle. Well, let's say a person where his kalchos lie, to make your shadus for panosa, is not in a field that's intrinsically meaningful. Okay, that's fine. It's intrinsically meaningful to make your shadus for panosa. So how much panosa does a person, how much time does a person devote? He has to have adequate panosa. When we have these inflated Hevel Varik Shigisem, figuratively, the Mahol Mishnah, in terms of what it represents, in terms of physical comforts and indulgences, so then we come up with a certain figure X that we need to, less than that is not a panasa. But again, but X doesn't mean what are real basics. X reflects, again, the inflated, indulgent, luxurious, affluent lifestyle. So then Mamela, that puts pressure on a person to earn more. He has to earn more, so he takes a job which is more demanding. And that's... So maybe ultimately, is he... can you fault him for Bittul Torah? Still, ultimately you can. And we'll get him on a few other charges, but the root cause isn't the Bittul Torah itself. The root cause is the orientation towards the Hevel Varik. Asher lo yolev lo yatze. You know, human nature is such that we naturally assume that what we see all over the place is normal and natural. So when we live long enough in an abnormal society, we lose perspective on the fact that there are things about it that are abnormal, that there are things about it which are aberrations. To hear the Rambam's call shofar, a person needs to sort of step back and I'll please sechel hayoshar, look at the contemporary life and contemporary society. Not only in terms of the issue of indulgence that we've been talking about, but in so many areas. We have such twisted notions that we think are straight because they're just so prevalent in modern society. The imagery of sleeping is not by no means unique to the Rambam. Rabbi Yom and Shari Tshuva has the same imagery. could be that there's a double intent in that imagery of sleeping. On the one hand, when a person is sleeping, so obviously time is just passing him by.
Okay. That's not a true problem. One goes to person sleeping, person needs to sleep. So that's fine. But if a person is just sleeping endlessly, so then time is passing him by, life is passing him by. He's not doing anything when he's sleeping. And that, Lefari, is one kavana in this imagery of sleeping. But you wonder if the Rambam doesn't have a second kavana as well, that when we sleep, so as long as the person is asleep, his dreams seem very real. Right? And it's only when you wake up from the dream, you have a dream, you're in ice cream parlor. You're not sure you fought it. You wake up, and here you are. You go at home, went out to the freezer, there's nothing in the freezer. Right? It's a different reality when you're when you're dreaming. It's an alternate reality. When a person is dreaming, it's an alternate reality. When a person's having a good dream, he's having a bad dream, whatever it is. It's an alternate reality. People who are shogim koshnosim behemul verim, they think they're enjoying life, they think they're having a good life, they think they're getting the most out of life. But the reality is that they're squandering life. Interesting, in the Shanas and Rambam. So the Rambam begins initially, Uru Yishenem Yishenascha. I'm poor. A case when we're done with Tarnascha, Pips of Maset, the Piz of the Tshuva, Zephu Barachem, Ela Shachem Samus Bahavi Azman, Vishogim, Moshnasim, Behavu, Egishal, Yobu, Yatzel, Habidu, Nafsha Sechem, Hetiva, Dachem, Alechem. Now all of a sudden he shifts. Vyazov, Kol Echem, Mikem, Dako, Havam, Achshavta, Shalom, Tavam. From the ships to the Lashon Yachid. Did you see that also? There's a tremendous yisod here. Divrei Musar and Divrei Hesoros can be addressed to us collectively. There are certainly common issues, flaws, shortcomings. But l'maisa, the tshuva, when a person does tshuva, it has to be individualized to who he is. How he does the tshuva is v'yazav kol echad mikem daku hara machshav tov shelo tova. At that point, the prescription has to be individualized. That's why the Rambam says, no, the chivshu b'masechem, chivshu b'tshuva, so that. The Kol Shofar can address us collectively. Tachlis, what needs to be done? Tachlis, what change needs to be made, at what pace, in what areas? That, at that point, there's no collective direction. At that point, it becomes individualized.
no longer talking to Rabbim as a whole, collectively, but it's talking telling each Yochid to find how he needs to translate this. V'yazov kalefim mikem dafu hodo'o v'machshav to'o shelo togo. I wonder if that's how the Rabbah Blum Pshat will lead it to the evidence of Hashem Saftinim, right? Dishu Hashem Behimatso Ka'u Vyoso Karov. So that's all Shem Rabbi. And then the next pasuk, Yazo Rosh Hadarko V'yishav V'mashem Asim. And then the Rabbi switches to the Lashem Yafet. That's where the Rambam took his cue from the Pesuk in Yeshaya. So the Perek Hey is all about Bechir Chavshis. That's what the Rambam has been discussing in the four previous halachas. Halacha Hey. Shema Toma v'haloha kodesh baruch hu yodeh kol ma sheyiyah kol sheyiyah. Yoda sheze tzadik o rasha o lo yoda. He does it or he doesn't. Im yoda sheze yeh tzadik o efshah sheyiyah. Because Baruch Hu knows that Reuven's going to be a tzaddik, so then it's not possible otherwise. The intama she yada she yad tzaddik ve epsha she yad rasha havei lo yada hadada al boyo. How do you reconcile the Kirchavshas with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's foreknowledge? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's knowledge of the future. How do you reconcile those two? Da what the A should chuva sha'ela zo aruka me'er it's mida rochavimi miniyam. Bekama ikorim gedolim baharorim romim tulim bo. Avotzach hata lego lahavim vidorba zeh sha'ani omer. This is quite remarkable. The Rambam spoke about this in Shmona Prakim also. He's talking about Mishnah Torah. Meaning the Rambam intended both Shmona Prakim and Mishnah Torah for a popular audience. He didn't think that it was only Yechidei Sfula we're going to learn Parashim Shnayis. He wanted all of us to learn Parashim Shnayis. He didn't think it was only Yechidei Sfula who were going to be learning Mishnah Torah. He wanted all of us to be learning Mishnah Torah. And this question, the Rambam says, is something that we all need to understand, to have the perspective that he's about to provide on it. Kvobi anu b'perushen mehilchas yisadi ha-Torah shakavsh baruch hu enyo yodeya b'deyo shehi chutz mimenu kibnei odom shehen v'daitum shnayim. Elohu yizbaruch shemo v'daito echad. V'ein daito shal odom yicholu l'hasek dov v'zeh al boyo. וכשם שאין כוח באודם להסג ולמצוא אמיתס הדורי, שנאמר כי לא יראני האודם בחוי, כך אין כוח באודם להסג ולמצוא דייטר של דורי. הוא שהנובי אומר כי לא מחשבו עושה מחשבו עושיכם ולא דרכיכם דרכוי נאום השם. וכיוון שכן הוא אין לנו כוח לידע איך ידע כתבו בכל הדורים ומעשיהם, אבל נדע ולא ספק שמעשה האודם ביד האודם ואין הקדוש ברוך הוא נושקו ולא גוזר אלו ולא שישכח ולצליח ולא שלא לעשות כך. So the writer is Masig, so the Rambam says, you have to know the Tshuva Sha'ela Zo, but then he ends up by saying, well, we don't really understand. So the Rambam says, so what is Rambam accomplishing? He says, if you're going to ask a question, answer it. Either don't ask the question or answer it. But don't ask the question and put people in in some kind of quandary. So Avodah Zamelach explains, it's, I don't know, it's Tzorchi and Godel, what the Rambam has said, this is Tzorchi and Godel Ma'ov. Avodah Zamelach explains that it's horrible what the Pshat here in the Rambam is the horror. If we're asked the question and say, well, we don't understand that, okay, so that's not really an answer. What the Rambam is doing is the Rambam is giving us a perspective explaining why the question is not really legitimate in the first place. And what the Rambam explains is the following. How does a human being know something? Like, how do I know that it's daytime now? How do I know? Because it is, and I'm able to perceive what is. Right? So if something is a factual truth and I'm able to perceive it, so then that's how I know. If something is a logical truth, 2 + 2 = 4, and that's something that with my mind, I don't need my eyes to, I need my eyes to see that it's daytime. I need my mind to tell me that the 2 + 2 = 4. So a person knows what is. So far, so good. Now, by extension, for a person to know the future, that would have to mean that the future is. That would have to mean that the future is set. The only way, a person only knows what is. Again, how do I know 2 + 2 = 4? That's a logical truth, and with my mind, I'm able to access that truth that is. How do I know it's daytime? It is daytime, and with my senses, I'm able to access that. I'm able to know that. A person knows what is. Now, when you think about knowing the future, so the only way a person can know the future, I can think something is very likely to happen. I can think, oh, I know so-and-so, he's a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat, so I'm sure he's going to vote Democratic in November. He's a dyed-in-the-wool Republican, so I'm sure he's going to vote Republican. I don't really know for a fact, but I'm 99% sure. But to know, a person can only know the future because he knows what is. So to know the future would mean that the future would have to be determined. The Rambam says, we, in asking the question of how can we have bechira when a person who knows the future, are guilty of the following fallacy. We're guilty of the fallacy of imposing upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, attributing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our way of knowing. But the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows is not the way we know. We know, again, basically what's sort of, here's our mind, and there's either a fact or a logical truth, and then we perceive it, we grasp it. Right? So the knowledge that we're getting is something external to us. There's nothing external to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he and his knowledge are one and the same, which we don't understand, but what we do understand is that in order to have a question about how can HaKadosh Baruch Hu know the future without the future being predetermined, that's only the question only arises if you can first understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu's knowledge works. If a person has no inkling, and we have no inkling, but of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, so then how does a person know that there's anything, that there's any tension, that there's anything irreconcilable between HaKadosh Baruch Hu's knowledge and the future? We know that for our way of knowing things, it's impossible to reconcile knowledge of the future with Bechira. But we don't understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu's knowledge works. Right? That's what the Rambam says. A person, he and his knowledge are two different things, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all one. We don't begin to understand what that means, but what we do understand about that is to define that we don't know, we don't understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. We don't understand what knowledge. It's just with a Shei Meshutaf, and we're talking about human knowledge and divine knowledge, but it's two totally different mitzvahs, it's two totally different realities. So given our complete lack of understanding from how divine knowledge functions, we don't have a question. It's not, we don't need to answer the question. The question isn't legitimate in the first place. Rambam says, that's Jaka Kosi. As Prabhupada said, don't think of me as Superman. And don't define me and capital M in human terms and human categories. So now, this is the, how the psukim go. Is the pasuk Chazal tell us to do tshuva during Aseres Mitzvah? Behimatsa is now. This is tshuva. Aseres Mitzvah. Dirsh Hashem Behimatsa Bilu Biyosaka. What should you do? Yazav Hashadaka Nisham Nachshavosa. Again, the individualizing. V'yoshav Hashem Yachanev V'lekem Kem Rislach. What I have to do tshuva? Hashem Baruch Hu knows the future. Hashem Baruch Hu knows the future, so then I was predetermined to do all my avodas. So what reason is there to tell me that? No, it's true that Hashem Baruch Hu knew about my avodas before I did them. But that doesn't mean that I was predestined to do those avodas. No, that's why Dir Shashem Bimatza. That's why Yazar Vashadaka. That's why there is a Chiyav Tshuva. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's foreknowledge notwithstanding, no, I don't know things the way you know things. I don't think the way you think. It's an entirely different mitzias. And my knowledge of the future in no way predetermines the future. That's why Dir Shashem Bimatza. And that's why there's a chiyuv of Yazir Vashadaka. Okay, so.